Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's great to be in the house of the Lord this morning under the presence of the Lord and the Word of God. And I trust that the Holy Spirit will minister deep in our hearts today as we look to the Word. I want to begin with two verses out of the book of Nahum, one of the prophets in the latter part of the Old Testament, the prophet Nahum. In Nahum chapter 2 and verses 11 and 12, title of the message today, The Pride of Judah. The Pride of Judah. Verse 11 says, Where is the dwelling of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lion's whelp, or the cub, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes or his lairs with prey, and his dens with ravin. What a word of the Lord. Where is the dwelling of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lion's whelp, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey and his dens with ravin. Nahum was prophesying against Nineveh. There was a burden of the Lord upon him, a prophetic oracle, a burden of the Lord against Nineveh, which was the capital city of the empire of Assyria. And it was the world empire of that day. It was ruthless, it was cruel, it was coming under the judgments of God. And Nahum began to prophesy against this nation. He began to prophesy against this city. And he began to describe the destruction that would take place under the judgments of God, and how this city and how this empire would fall. And then he began to speak about the leaders and the people of that nation. And he said, Where are the lions? Where are the young lions? Where are the lionesses? Where is the dwelling place of the lions? Because the lions in this scripture represent, in first order, the leaders and the rulers of Assyria and of Nineveh. Every nation needs its lions if it's going to stand strong and secure. But these lions were broken under the judgments of God, and that nation fell. The lionesses, the young lions, and the lion cubs, of course, are the citizenry of that empire of Assyria. And how the warriors and people were strong. They were like lions, and they withstood all attack and all assault. But one day Assyria fell, and the prophet Nahum is saying Assyria lost its lions and it fell. Every nation needs its lions. See, we're talking about the lion principle of the Word of God here. Every family needs its lions. Its rulers, its leaders, every church needs its lions and lionesses and young lions and the cubs as well. Assyria lost its lions and it fell. I'm talking this morning about the pride of Judah, the lion tribe of the great King Jesus, and how we are the lions, we are the lionesses. Where is the dwelling of the lions? Where is the feeding place of the young lions? Where does the old lion walk? The Bible says that these leaders of Judah now, of the people of God, would be strong, and that the lion would tear in pieces enough for her whelps and strangle for her lionesses. It's a word to the family. It's a word to every father and husband. It's a word to every marriage and home. That the lion would tear enough for her cubs, that the lion for his cubs, that the lion would tear, that there has to be a violence in us, there has to be an aggressive spirit in us to obtain for our sons and daughters, to take the spoil, to fill our dens, to fill our lairs with prey and with the good things of God. This lion strangles for his lionesses, for the wife, for the marriage. This lion fights for the home, for the marriage to be strong, to be safe and secure. This lion fills the lair with provision. Hallelujah. The storehouses are filled where the people of God are strong. The church is filled where the lions and lionesses are strong. The family is strong and filled where the lions are strong in the home and take the prey. The storehouses are full with the healing provision of the Lord, with the wheat, the wine, and the oil, with the good things of God, with the pleasant fruits, the Bible says, that are stored up for the righteous. This morning, the Lord wants us to take on a lion spirit. As we move into a new year, it's a year of conquest. It's a year of jubilee. But let's be as those lions and the lioness. And when this word is cried out in Nahum chapter 2, where is the dwelling of the lion? Where is the feeding place of the young lions? That we can say we know where that place is because we dwell in the power of God. We're talking about this lion tribe of Judah. People of God that are strong and are skillful in the word, in the weapons of God, and in how to take down the prey and bring forth provision in their lives, in their families, and in the church. Now today I want to touch on three things. Number one, lions grow. Lions grow. Genesis 49, verses 8 to 10. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp, a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter of authority, the scepter of rulership, shall not depart from this lion tribe, from Judah, nor a lawgiver or ruler's staff from between his feet until Shiloh come, Jesus, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Lions grow, and we can see in this verse and also in Nahum chapter 2 that you have the lion's cub, the little whelp. You have the young lion, or simply lion, and you have the old lion. Three generations are represented in the rulership of Judah. Now, Judah means praise, so we know we're talking about a people of praise and worship and prayer. As the Word of God says, we will triumph in His praise. We will triumph in His praise. And we must grow. Lions grow. We begin in the cub stage, and I want to cover this point quickly because we're well versed in it. The cub stage is the born-again experience. We accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. And the cub stage of worship and praise is the joy of our salvation. Our sins are forgiven. The burden of sin is lifted off our shoulders. The tyranny of Satan is broken over our lives. The dominion of the flesh life that ruled us is broken by the power of God as we accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And my, the joy, the freedom, the liberty that comes. You watch any documentary on lions, and you will sooner or later see the little playful cubs, won't you? The cubs are there, and they're leaping, and they're jumping, and they're bounding about, and they're running around, and they're playfully batting each other. They can't contain their life. They can't contain their joy. And that's the true picture of a born-again person. When Jesus Christ sets us free, there is a joy that comes, the joy of our salvation. It's a joy that never fades away. It's a joy that we live with. When we go on to other stages of Christian life, we never lose that joy of our salvation, that wonder of how we've been set free from sin and slavery and have a born-again and eternal life with God. Hallelujah. The second stage of the lion growth is the young lion. The Apostle John in 1 John 2, 12 to 14, brought out these three stages in another way. He said, children, young men, and fathers. I write unto you, children. I write unto you, young men. I write unto you, fathers. This second stage of the young man, where John says, the young, you are strong. Young men, you are strong because the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the devil. The word of God is in you. You have overcome the devil. You know how to fight these battles of the Lord and win in your life. But this second stage, when it comes to the lion, speaks of the praise expressions. the praise expressions that this lion of Judah, this lion of the tribe of praise has to develop. And so after the joy of our salvation, we begin to understand from the Psalms and the scriptures how we are to praise the Lord. And we come forth in the expressions of the Bible, for then we know we worship the Father in spirit and in truth. We know there are three avenues of expression, the mouth, the hands, and the feet. So we begin to praise the Lord. We have to grow. We develop. We begin to praise the Lord with our mouth. We sing unto the Lord. We shout unto the Lord. We speak the praises of the Lord. We learn how to say, praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. The mouth in the worship of the Lord. The hands, of course, lifting our hands, clapping in applause before the Lord, for he's so worthy. Clapping in time to music. We use our feet to stand in the presence of the Lord. We use, again, our feet, as it were, to bow and kneel in the presence of the Lord in adoration. Such honor unto the Lord. And we dance before the Lord, marching before the Lord, using our feet to tread down the enemy of our souls. That's the second stage, the lion stage. Then we come to the old lion. The old lion is the worship warrior, the seasoned worship warrior. And the old lion has learned how to take down the prey. The old lion rests securely because it knows how to bring down the prey, how to break the enemies, how to bring provision, how to bring spoil into the lair, how to bring life into the den, because it's using the worship weapons of the Lord. And so we know that the praise expressions double as worship weapons, praise weapons of the Lord. With our mouth, I'm just going to run by some scriptures quickly. We shout unto God with a voice of triumph. People of God shouted against Jericho, and the walls came down at the command of the Lord. The Bible says, shout against Babylon. Lift up a shout against the world system, when it's encroaching and its pressure is against your life. We lift up our hands as weapons of the Lord. One of the words for the lifting of the hands, toda in the Hebrew, means to throw out the hands in power. Like Moses on the hill, we intercede. We lift our hands. We make declaration. We plead the promises of God. We say it is written against the enemy. We speak out this level of warfare before the Lord. And then we use our feet, don't we, to dance on injustice. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you're going to tread down serpents and scorpions, and I give you power over all the power of the devil. Micah 5 says that God will make our horn iron and our hooves bronze, and we will beat in pieces our enemies, and we will triumph over them and consecrate much gain unto the Lord in our lives, our families, in the house and the kingdom of God. My, what a beautiful expression of worship this is. This privilege have all the saints of the Lord. Lions grow. Lions grow. The cub stage, the joy of salvation. The young lion stage, the expressions of worship. The old lion, the militant aspect, the praise weapons, the worship warfare of the Lord. Lions grow and develop. Now, when it comes to the world of men, people are forced to grow. In the world of men, people are forced to grow. And the world doesn't take kindly to people who don't want to grow. It doesn't tolerate immaturity very long and very much. And we know it's true. Parents, teachers, instructors, law enforcement, they don't take kindly to immaturity. Everyone is forced to grow. Everyone is forced to move along in the system of a country. In fact, you can't even cross the street without laws telling you this and that and how to cross and where to cross and what to do. We are forced to grow. You can't decide not to pay your taxes. The tax man cometh. We are forced to grow in this life. But when it comes to the kingdom of God, nobody can force you to grow. Nobody can force you to grow. It's a decision of our own heart, of our own will. And we can stay in a immature state. We can stay as a baby Christian our whole life and not develop because nobody can force you to grow. And the Lord won't force you to grow because the first principle of the kingdom is if there first be a willingness, 2 Corinthians 8:12, if there first be a willing mind, a willing heart, then the offering, then the surrender is accepted before the Lord. Isaiah said, if you are willing and obedient, then you shall eat the good of the land. So God's way is that we must choose to grow. We must become willing before the Lord. My, it would be so different if pastors and leaders and parents, wouldn't it be something if we could just force children, everyone to grow up into full maturity in Christ, move them down the path of righteousness, repentance, water baptism, filled with the Holy Spirit, planted in the house of God, moving on in worship, moving on in ministry. But in the kingdom, no one can force a person to grow, and we have to choose. And I want to say this morning, choose wisely for your life and understand this way of the Lord in us, that none of us are forced to move along, but it's because of our willingness that the Holy Spirit moves on that willingness and leads us forth in righteousness, and we develop and we grow. But let's remember, lions grow. Number two, lions are bold. Lions are bold. Proverbs 28 and verse 1, the wicked flees with no man pursuing him. But the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 30, 29 to 30. There are three things which go well. Yea, four are comely, beautiful in walk, in going. A lion which is strongest among beasts and turns not away for any. The lion, God says, is beautiful. These are the words of Scripture. Beautiful. It's magnificent. It's stately in its walk. It doesn't turn aside for any. It's the king of the beast. There's a boldness there. The lion, it is said, when it first awakes, lashes itself with its tail, thereby to rouse courage. And then away it goes after the prey. Lions are bold. There was a young lion in Scripture. He was from the tribe of Dan. His name was Samson. He was consecrated unto the Lord. And as a young man, as he grew up in the family and the camp of Dan, the Bible says the Spirit of God began to move him at times. The power of God came upon him. He could feel the power of God come upon him. God was training him. God was teaching him how to be victorious. And the Bible says later that he knew how to shake himself. He knew how to shake himself so the power of God would flow through his life and he could accomplish victories against the enemy. The time when he succumbed to temptation and to Delilah, yet he said, I will shake myself as at other times and I will win over my enemies. But sin had gone too far in his life. But it shows us the spirit that was there, and we must learn how to shake ourselves. The Spirit of God comes on us in power and trains us to feel that power. But there comes a point in our life where we begin to activate that power. And when we come against trial, temptations, negative emotions, difficult people, whatever we face, that we know how to shake ourselves and the power of God flows in our life so we can be victorious in that moment. Let me remind you of Smith Wigglesworth. He said, if the Holy Spirit doesn't move me, I move the Holy Spirit. Stir up the gift of God, the Bible says. Stir up the gift of God. The Lord said to Joshua, be strong and very courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Stir up courage in your life. Like the lion, when you wake up in the morning, you may feel a little sluggish sometimes. You may walk into the prayer room. You may walk into the worship service. You may feel a little sluggish sometimes. But like the lion, you know how to lash yourself with your tail and become bold in the presence of the Lord and become activated to serve the Lord with all your heart. Hallelujah. The righteous are bold as a lion. The righteous are bold. You can't accomplish much without boldness. You can't accomplish really anything in the kingdom without boldness. You can't advance the kingdom without boldness. You can't raise a godly family without boldness. You can't bring forth and develop a ministry calling in your life without boldness. You can't build a strong church without boldness. The lions have to be bold. They have to be bold in the Lord. Now, boldness is not something necessarily associated with being boisterous or being loud. It's not by force of personality. It's not by charisma. It's not by, well, some people are extroverts and others are introverts. It has nothing to do with that. Boldness is far deeper than that. It's a quality in the Holy Spirit. Now, sometimes when you're bold, you may be boisterous. You may be loud, but not necessarily. Because boldness is that quiet strength that flows in surrender and humility before the Lord. And it is an unstoppable power in a person. It makes us unstoppable. Lions are bold. It says of Judah that he stooped down. Judah stooped down. This lion stooped down in humility, in honor before the Lord. And that's how he gained his victories. And so our boldness is a quiet strength. It comes in a humility in our life, but it makes us unstoppable to carry on for the Lord and to accomplish for the Lord. In Acts chapter 4, the early church, they were coming up against enemy powers. And what they did was assemble and they began to pray the word of God. They said, Lord, these kings and rulers have threatened against you and against us. The kings and rulers of Jerusalem right now are threatening against the word of God. They say, where is the Lord and who is God that we should obey him? Let us cast off his cords. Let us break the bonds of God. Let's break these spiritual fetters off our life. And they began to pray and said, Lord, hear the prayer of your servants. Hear the threatening of these enemies. And the Bible says as they began to pray, the place where they assembled was shaken. Shaken by the power of God. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God with boldness. There's one way to get bold, and that is to begin to pray the word of God. Pray the scriptures out against the enemy, against circumstances, against trial and affliction. Pray the word of God. Get shaken in the spirit. Be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak the word of God with boldness. Stephen in Acts chapter 6 and 7. My, what a holy boldness came upon his life as he contended with the rulers in the synagogue, one of the many synagogues in Jerusalem of that day, the synagogue of the freedmen. And how they came against him, and he knew his life was on the line. But the Bible says there was such a boldness in him to speak the word of God that they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. The wisdom was the word of God, and the spirit was the spirit of God that was upon him, the utterance of God upon his life. Another man in the book of Acts, Apollos, in Acts chapter 18, it says he was mighty in the scriptures. Mighty in the scriptures and fervent in spirit. And he spoke boldly concerning the things of the Lord. Lions are bold. Lions are bold. Let's ask God to develop greater boldness in us. Let's yield to the Holy Spirit to get a boldness in us that makes us unstoppable. That what God has said for our lives, for our families, we will be bold as lions. We will be bold as lions. Lions have to be aggressive. A passive lion goes hungry. And the family goes hungry. We must be bold in the Lord. And number three today, lions prevail. Lions prevail. Revelation 5 and verse 5. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book, to loose the seven seals, and to wind up the history of the planet. One of the elders said, "Don't weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Jesus Christ the Lord, has prevailed to open the books." Jesus Christ has prevailed. To develop a prevailing spirit in us, that we continue on in conquest until the end, that we are not beaten down by circumstances or emotions, driven back by trial, but that we persist and we prevail. Lions prevail. We've got the same spirit in us that is in our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise has prevailed. And that spirit is in us, and we need to draw on that spirit, invoke that spirit in our lives, and to conquer in the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ has conquered, but even now, he rules in the midst of his enemies. The Bible says, not all things are yet put under his feet. He's waiting till his enemies are put under his feet, made his footstool. And there are times in our life where our enemies are not yet under our feet, but like Jesus our Lord, we will rule in the midst of those enemies. We will rule in those circumstances, in those difficulties, in those trials of life, no matter if they haven't been totally subdued, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Numbers 23:24. This word over the people of God, "Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain." That's the spirit of a prevailing lion. He will not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. We will not desist. We will not be held back until we secure the victories of God upon our lives, that prevailing spirit. See, David was a young lion of the tribe of Judah. He was of the tribe and lineage of Judah. David, that lion king. My, as a young man, you see him as a lion's whelp. You see him as a young lion. You see him as an old lion. He brought strength into the kingdom of God, because as the lions are, so the strength and stability of the kingdom and of the home and of the family is. David was a young lion, and he persisted in warfare. He was thorough in fighting the battles of the Lord. The Bible says that such a renown came through his life that they said, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. That word went out over him when he was still a young man. David has slain his 10,000s. He was thorough in conquest. When he came to the end of his life in 2 Samuel 22, it's recorded and also repeated in Psalm 18. And he wrote this beautiful psalm and hymn of praise to the Lord. And it's the superscription is the Psalm of David when the Lord had delivered all his enemies into his hand. He fought enemies all his life. But at the end, when the Lord had delivered all his enemies into his hand, he penned this beautiful song. And part of it says, he said, I did not hold back. I pursued my enemies. I wounded the heads of my enemies. He said, I pulverized my enemies in the streets. They were like dust in the streets. I beat them as fine as dust so the wind could blow them away. That was his spirit of conquest. What a warrior, what a prevailing spirit. I pray that we have that in us, that as Joshua said, they left none breathing. They did not leave one enemy breathing. Not one enemy alive. Said, we're going to conquer every work of the flesh. We're going to conquer every sin that comes against us. We're overcome in every trial. We will beat these enemies fine as the dust of the street. Hallelujah. Lions prevail. Lions prevail. When Solomon came to the throne, in the strength of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the golden age of David and into Solomon's reign, Scripture tells us in 2 Chronicles 9 that Solomon built a great throne, and it had six steps, and on each of the steps, on either side, was these images of these lions. Lions lined the steps of the throne. And it says there was no throne like it in any nation of the world. You know why? Because that was the throne of the Lord himself. That was the throne of Yahweh in the midst of his people. The strength of the lion was in David and Solomon's day. Lions prevail. Lions prevail. Lions grow. Lions are bold. Lions prevail. They don't allow anything to hold them back or break them down. They're going to persist. They're going to endure unto the end. I remember when I was a young man, one of my minister friends, the late Leonard Fox, who'd been in the ministry in total, ended up at 65 or 70 years in the ministry. But this was maybe when he was 55 or 60 years in the ministry, and he was asked, there was a number of us young ministers in the room, and they were doing some question and answer, and they said, you know, Reverend Fox, what is the secret to your longevity in the ministry? Like, you've endured this ministry for so many decades. What's the secret? And all of us young men sat with bated breath waiting for this word of wisdom to drop from this man of God. And he raised his voice, "Don't quit." What's the secret to your longevity in the ministry? Don't quit. Don't quit in your spiritual development. Don't give up against the enemy. Don't quit coming to church. Don't quit coming to the prayer room. Don't quit abandoning yourself in the worship of the Lord. Don't quit. Lions prevail. Another minister friend of mine said, when I was young, I said to the Lord, "Lord, I'm entering the ministry. Casualty rate is high. Many people drop out." I said, "Lord, I make a commitment to you. There are two times when I will not leave the ministry, two times when I will not quit the ministry, when things are going good and when things are going bad." And he said, "It's been that way all the way through. Things have either been good or bad, so I've never been able to quit." Lions prevail. Lions prevail. 2 Samuel 1:23. Saul and Jonathan, David in his eulogy says, were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. The lion and the eagle, it's the same principle, the same truth. The eagle and the lion, the king of the birds and the king of the beasts. What the lion is among the beasts, the eagle is among the birds. The eagle is a warrior. The eagle is offensive in nature. It hastens to the prey. It hurries to the prey. It flies swiftly, the Bible says. It goes to war. It seeks the prey. And God says, that's what I want. I want that, my people, that prevailing spirit. That prevailing spirit. Job chapter 9 says, the eagle that hasteth to the prey, hasteth to, hurries to the prey. The eagle that hurries to the prey. In Job 39, 27, does the eagle mount up at your command and make her nest on high? She dwells and abides on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, in the strong place. From there she seeks the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is she. The eagle hasteth to the prey. Eagle saints, arise. Eagle saints, be filled with the wind of the Spirit. Catch the wind and go after your prey. Get some vision. The eagle sees afar off. Amazing vision in the eagle. God says, that's what I want my people to be like, to have vision, how to overcome, how to conquer, how to take the prey, divide the spoil in their lives. Hallelujah. Let's have the worship team come. This morning, the pride of Judah. The pride of Judah, the lion tribe of Judah. These are the words of the Lord today. These are the scriptures of God that have been brought together. And How many this morning are thankful to be part of the Pride of Judah? The lion tribe of our great King Jesus. Lions grow. Lions grow. This morning, is there any area in your life you'd say, my, I've been a Christian for so many years, I haven't matured much. Lions grow. But again, in the world of men, people force you to grow. But in the kingdom of God, nobody can force you to grow. You have to say, Lord, I want to grow. I want to develop. I'm going to start spending time in your word. I'm going to get into prayer, devotion with you. I'm going to start calling on you so spiritual life can develop in me and I can get beyond the cub stage of my life, become strong, become a warrior, become somebody in my home that can fill the den with precious prey of the earth. Wonderful blessings of God, inheritance and power and presence of the Lord, strong lion in the home, strong lions and lionesses in the church that can bring the presence of God down in their worship, in their prayers, healing life and provision, gifts of the Spirit and fruit of the Spirit because they develop their lives before the Lord. Lions grow. In all of our lives, God calls us to grow and continue on. And this morning, lions grow and lions are bold. Maybe you need some boldness in your voice against the enemy, against some circumstances, against negative emotions that come against you, winds of emotion that blow against your life, feelings that come and beat you down and bring depression into your life. Lord, I'm going to start to be bold as a lion. I'm going to go up against those enemies. I'm going to lash myself with my tail, and I'm going to stir up courage, and I'm going to stir up the gift of God, and I'm going to take up the word of God, and I'm going to take up those weapons, and I will say, it is written, it is written, it is written. I will learn to break the enemy. Lions are bold. I'm going to develop a ministry. I'm going to be a servant and a worshiper in the house of God. I'm going to be a pillar in the church. I'm going to raise up a godly family. I want to walk like a champion in the earth and rule and reign because of Jesus Christ in my life. Lions are bold and lions prevail. Unstoppable, Lord, to the end. That prevailing spirit, Lord, like the eagle to the prey, like the lion to the prey. And so we overcome and serve our living Savior and Lord. Amen. Let's close ourselves in with the Lord for a moment. Let the Lion of the tribe of Judah minister to you right now. Speak to your heart. Bring life into you. Deal with growth and deal with circumstances and deal with a prevailing spirit in your life to make you strong, an overcomer. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. You'll have trouble. You'll have affliction. You'll have warfare in this world. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And he gave us the promises of the overcomers.